O'clock, we have a quorum. Are we ready?
We're ready.
No more giggles.
I'll call the meeting to order for the Newport Airport Committee. Today's date, 2 o'clock. Do I hear approval of the minutes? Ever so well done by Bob. Okay, Tom, do you have a second?
I have no objection because
okay,
I wasn't.
Been moved and approved. All in favor say aye. Three of us, I approve. Okay, Ted?
Airport historical review. Here is the historical review of, Melissa spent a lot of time on this, of the revenue and expenses, and the red in the parentheses is not a negative, that's the money that the airport contributed back to the general fund of the city. And the red, since
the red,
we're...
The red is back to fund?
Yeah, back to the general fund. Did everybody get a copy? I've got some extras if you guys want to look at them. And also, I want to pass this out. Here's a historical, at least for the last 3 years, of takeoffs and landings.
Yeah, this is...
I kind of, sorry, I'm just...
It must be here.
Yeah, here it is.
And is there enough loads to go around?
As well, right? Let me see.
Okay.
But only so that you know that I read your stuff. I even print it.
No. Gotcha. I don't know that we got anybody that can separate that out by airport, because it's all by...
I did that.
Well, somebody needs to, because your airport has to submit a budget.
I did it.
The electricity?
Yeah, I did it all.
For all those individual lights out there that we get bills for?
Not for the individual lights. I don't think anybody can do that. But the electricity between... the electricity is broken out from the rest of the utilities. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll let Melissa explain that then. Yeah, because we get... I have to... PUD sends... Or not PUD, the... we may have to borrow a couple of those things back from the electric company. I have to okay all those bills. Every pole that has a meter, or every meter that's in town, we get bills from, and there's meters all over the place out there at the airport. So...
So has the budget already been submitted to the council for the airport?
We won't be doing that for till March, February maybe.
And will this committee be a part of that process? Would you like us to be? We would like to be.
That will certainly be between you and the new city manager. Normally, the airport director, which there isn't one, would develop the budget, right. But. At the library, when I develop my budget, I develop it in conjunction with my committee.
So they were a part of your budget process?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my concern. And I know we're probably getting ahead of that, but because we don't have an airport manager, or because we have a new city manager, who's going to be responsible for submitting the airport budget to the council?
I think it's going to be a very, this process, this year probably is going to be the budget, the new budget, our finance officer, the city manager, I would guess Lance and Terry, and, I would suggest throwing in one person from the airport committee, and I can certainly make that suggestion.
That's an easy discussion for this, an easy point. Who's responsible for it?
The department head would be responsible for it, but in lieu of the fact that there is no response,
that devolves to the city manager.
That would be the city manager.
And that's who did it last year. That's why I think we have the questions that we have this year about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking ahead, Ted. It's a very important process. It's important for the city. It's important for the airport. Mm-hmm. And I think more than one person, I wouldn't expect a finance director to do this, because he has no idea about airport operations. I mean, sure, he's a numbers guy, but...
Yeah, the budget involves two different processes, revenues and expenditures, and he'd be involved in the revenue side for
That's
sure,
right.
Because he'd have some idea what's coming in, and also what monies can be from the tourist fund, how much money from the tourist fund can be appropriated to the airport as opposed to the general fund.
Tuition fund is the same as room tax?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just think the closer we get to March, it's something that...
Well, I don't... Here's what I would say, Mark, is that... And you can ask Ralph, but we're going to start that process sooner this year than we did last year. Is that right, Ralph? I mean, that's what everybody's hope is.
Hopefully in January.
So I will put it on my... I've got a big, long thing of list of things to cue the new city manager in on. And I'll just put that on my list that the airport committee wants to be consulted with in regard to helping establish this year's budget.
I think it's an important...
But I would start earlier. I would actually say we need the present figures that the budget is, I mean...
And those are, you know, present day or present year figures are pretty easy. They don't break them out for us line by line. What they do is break them out by general accounts.
Like this.
But right now, their budget, I checked their budget last week, and they had spent 20% of their appropriated budget, which is way below what the what the expenditures for that time of year would be if they were spending 12% or 10%, 8.87% actually is about what you'd spend every month.
Yeah, but you don't want that, right? It shows that the budget is not right.
Either that or they may have some end of the year. See, with them and with lots of us, they may have end of the year things that come in. My budget's like that. I've got some big expenditures that come up in May that, you know, it looks like I'm tracking behind schedule all the time, and then in May, bang, I get hit. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is they may have built in contingency just in case something broke and they needed money to fix it, in which case it would carry over into the beginning fund balance of the next year.
Okay.
Yes.
You also have the project, which is thrown.
Oh, off. Yeah, that one is. Yeah,
the roof or what?
It's thrown off the...
The airport project, because we had to put 10% in for the airport budget this year, or the
runway.
Runway. Thank you, Melissa. And the runway project isn't being done this year.
And that'll be true of next year's budget as well.
So that money will be carried over in the next year's budget.
For me, I can understand what you're going for, or what you want. You want to get involved and things like that. But I tried to get through this budget. I have so many questions about this. And whoever I talk to, nobody can tell me really what's in there. The first one says, you have to talk to the finance guy. Then finance guy is gone.
You know, maybe, is that the actual airport budget by cost center?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I can help you, but if you give me some examples.
Well... Let me just see that. There is vehicle general maintenance and repair, 50,000, and then for the budget for fiscal year 13. Then there is vehicle maintenance and repair, 10,000. Then there's equipment repair, 50,000. 50,000 equipment. We don't even have equipment that's that expensive.
Yeah.
I ask myself where this money goes, or why they put this in there. So it looks a little bit like somebody's touched some money in there.
I have no idea. They have, they've got lawnmowers, they've got trucks. For instance, they just have a truck that they got the, and everybody who flies a plane will be happy it's one way and not the other, but they just had the meter checked on the truck, and it turned out it was giving out about a cup of gas more per gallon.
Dispensed?
Yes. Mm. So they're getting that fixed and or trading out trucks, but to fix that would be a $4,000 expense. So there's money in there in case there's things that do break that have to be fixed. Again, if it doesn't get spent, and we don't have the kind of, this isn't the U.S. government where if you don't spend it, you lose it. If it doesn't get spent, it just gets put back in the kitty and reallocated out the next year. Mm. So.
And Thomas, if you want to understand more about why those amounts are the way they are, if you look at previous year's budgets of what they've spent and how it's been coded, and that should be able to help explain.
That's exactly why I'm looking at
the problem. The problem there is there's been 35 line items added since last year. Nobody knows what they are.
And
so this is a matter to me of accountability.
Well, here's
between this committee, the airport.
It's not just here. It's not just the airport. All of us were given in. That was all department heads' frustration. Melissa can attest to this, but I certainly can. I've been here 5 years. In January will be my fifth year, and the budget's never been the... So it's not just the airport. It's the way we've had five different finance officers, And every year, we get a different direction in which way to go. And then David was here the last couple of years, and he was constantly tweaking it. So the five budgets that I've developed, not one of them has ever been the same. So something that was in this line this year, previous year was in a different line, and the year before that was in a different line.
Yeah, and that's what's causing the confusion.
Trying to track those historicals is maddening.
That's what's causing
unless you have the you know, I've got the context in my head of what I'm spending and things, but
Ted, on the bottom line, though, you didn't all of a sudden you're not getting more money at the bottom line every year.
Oh, no, it's just going into a
different.
It's just looking like it's maybe
is, but there's no magical pot of money that's coming to any.
See, we used to have building, ground, and plant maintenance, and then we've got building, ground, and plant maintenance non-consumable, building, ground, and plant maintenance consumable. I have no idea what the hell the difference between those is. I don't know what on your building you can eat or consume or what you use and goes away.
Yeah. I want to go a little bit into detail because Melissa asked me for that. The thing is, you said you should look at the years before, right? So I'm looking, for instance, at general maintenance and repair. There was 5,403 in 12, and it's 50,000 for the fiscal year in the budget. So I don't know how they get from 5,000 to 50,000. If I go to my wife, I say I want to spend 10 times the money that I spent last year.
But you have to look at
only one. Let me just go through this quick. There's another one. It's vehicle maintenance was 2,400. It's 10,000 now. Then it's next thing is building and material repair is from 7,000 to 50,000. Then there is equipment repair from 3,000 to 10,000. The maintenance for the building goes from 7,800 to 50,000 in fiscal year budget 13, and then to 150,000. That's obviously for the roof, right?
The roofs, yeah.
That's an expensive roof. But that's what's not clear to me, how this development.
Well, I think it's not only historically what they've spent, but it's what they plan to do in that year. So it might go from 5,000 a year to 50,000 if, per se, they're going to buy a truck,
yeah,
or if they're going to put a new roof in. So, but what you can do with the previous budgets is there is a line item breakout, and you can see what they're coding to it, and that's what they base their next budget on. It's not like, well, we'll put $50,000 and nobody will notice that we're getting $45,000 more than we did last year. I mean, it all has to be justified by the worksheets that go into the budget process.
And yes, so some of the AIP brought improvements to help.
And some of the AIP, you know, the money is put in there in different ways. It's really hard to track the AIP money through the budget. If I didn't know the project, what I see on the budget wouldn't make sense to me.
Those justifications you referred to were never made available. And we asked for them and we were told
over
over.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, that's the past. But I'm just saying that that's the process and how they figure out the budgets. Is that, you know, and that would be true of this upcoming budget also. Like, we're going to have to hold over the roof money because it's not going to get done this year. The report that I was waiting for and waiting for and waiting for, I finally got, and it's a page and a half. It's like, that is not useful. And it took you 2 months to give that to me. So we will just have to, I mean, some of these things are just held over and then added to the list of what is coming up. Now, I don't know why you didn't get that last year. I don't know if that's something that wouldn't normally come to you or would normally come to you. But I caution you against looking at the budget and going, well, they don't need $50,000 for maintenance. I mean, what do they have out there that's worth $50,000? I mean, it's not quite that cut and dried. And I say that after having reconciled the last 10 years of audits. I mean, I just went back and line by line reconciled all 10 years of audits.
But what we are saying, Melissa, as a committee, and as a committee that's responsible for the operation of the airport, and having, you know, questions arise about the budget, we want to say, listen, you guys spent $7,000 on vehicle maintenance. Just show us why you need 55 or 60 this year. That way, these guys and the city council members are going to want to know that. Why is the airport budget gone up by
And that shouldn't be a difficult
120%
question.
Exactly.
But it has been.
It has been.
I don't know why it has been, because it shouldn't be, because all the budgets are put together with worksheets.
But Melissa, now comes the question.
Sure.
Can you tell me what's behind these figures?
I can tell you what's behind last year's figures. I'm not sure I can tell you about. I haven't looked at this year's budget. I've been
I can give you this
fast.
And then perhaps we can talk about it.
Yeah, because I have it all on spreadsheets, and I wrote it down.
The only one I know about is the 150, the 155,000. Yeah, I know it's from the roof.
Everybody does it. Chairman, I think we need to move on with this committee, but I think that I'm looking ahead to
tomorrow. I'll definitely make that.
And I would want to be a part, or several of us, I feel, need to be a part, just because there's a new CM. There isn't an airport general director.
Yep. I mean, that's the only department that has a budget that doesn't have a director right now.
Exactly. And not that Larry Tans will know about the operations of the budget, but I think we need to offer them some assistance when it comes to, you know, submitting a proper budget for next year with accountability and answers to why we need this money.
Ken, do you have any other comments?
No.
Okay.
I have. Are we talking about these papers?
We can. Go ahead.
Yeah. I thought Melissa doesn't talk to me anymore, but Melissa was on a holiday. Sorry about that. The thing is about this, we're looking at fuel sales, right? Now, fuel sales is actually our income, our major income, mm-hmm. right? Besides this sewer stuff and the sewer disposal, yeah. right?
What do you think is 90%?
Pretty much all.
Yeah, so the fuel is basically it, and the hangar rent. Mm-hmm. The hangar rent is probably much smaller. But if I see this as a major revenue, then I must know how much fuel that I sell and how much money did I get for it. We only have the money. We have the figures, the money. And it's very, very difficult for us to estimate how much fuel we sold. Because Yeah, but it's only for this year.
This is for 11, 12, 12, 13.
Yeah.
So it's two and a half years.
But mm-hmm. the thing is, basically, you want to see how did we go before the 2008 drop? How did we do when we had an airport manager? How did we do with... Because everybody says the world was better with, I have to say, with Dennis Reno. A lot of people say that, right? So I want to know. I want to get a feeling. Is it really so much better? Was it so much better? Did they sell so much more? And then how did the fuel prices develop? Because obviously people are not flying that much because it's so expensive, right? So obviously we have less fuel sales. On the other hand,
what you mean the fuel at the airport's expensive or
in general?
Yeah,
I mean you can you can only estimate how the development is when you look at the gallons mm-hmm. sold,
right?
Because the fuel got so doubled the price, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't want to say unfortunately, fortunately slash unfortunately, the Coast Guard they went up over 10,000 gallons this month. They're actually closer to 11,000 because the Coast Guard's taking so much fuel now. There were Coast Guard, let me see, I had a thing here, over 7,000 gallons this month was Coast Guard.
So far, right.
Without big profits for the town, right, of Newport.
Well, they're paying what you guys are paying.
Yeah. No discount.
Huh.
Wow.
That's cool.
Nope. They haven't asked for a discount, so they're paying just what you guys are paying for your stuff, too.
Actually, I heard that because they're federal, they have to buy it as what everybody else buys it for.
Straight yeah, price. You can't ask for favors.
They can't ask for favors.
Unless you have a contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is nice.
Thomas, in response to your comment, our accounting system isn't able to track it by gallons. So we would have to keep a separate spreadsheet.
But this must be existing. I mean, we buy truckloads of fuel. Mm-hmm. We know what we buy. There must be somewhere papers that show this.
There's an invoice that would show how much fuel came from the dollar amount.
Do you think we have a chance to?
So, Thomas, what you're asking them to do is convert what they have from dollar figures mm-hmm. to gallons. That's what you're asking them to do.
Yeah.
We can do that on the expenses. I don't know on the revenues. So we can figure out how many gallons we bought.
So what are the units?
So here you've got it in dollars, but you don't have it.
Are these gallons?
Yeah, this is the right one. But
what are the units?
I don't know.
That's gallons.
But those are gallons.
These are gallons.
Mm-hmm. This is one. And basically, this is very helpful, but if you look at this one, and this is the one that goes back to 2003.
Uh-huh.
And if you could get this...
Then
you
in can, gallons?
Yeah, and then we can exactly say we sold jet fuel, we sold 500,000 gallons of jet fuel, 365,000 gallons of...
Yeah, I wonder if we have an idea to figure out what we were selling gas for back then and what we were paying for it.
The only thing that, that I know that I can control is I can figure out how many gallons we bought, which will show the expense number. It'll justify the expense number.
That's okay. That's good enough.
And that gives you an idea of what we were paying for it. Now, there mm-hmm. should be a fairly stable percentage that we can use to figure out what we would have charged for it.
I don't think he's asking for that. I think he just wants to... No, you just want how many gallons we had.
Basically, Melissa, what we're doing, we're working on this, I'm coming later to this point, we're working on this business plan, right? Now, the business plan, I need to know how many gallons, how about the development of the gallons were over the time that I can predict the future. Say, there's a positive, a negative, and there's different influences, and then I can see we probably sell a little bit more in gallons, a little bit less, but I can't do this with dollars. Because the dollars change, because the fuel gets more expensive and things like that, you know. So, that's
yeah, I would have to look at that. I would have to be able to figure out where we bought the fuel from. If we were consistent in that, then it should be a matter of pulling that account.
That would be perfect.
And pulling the invoices, and it should tell us how many gallons we bought on it.
That would be.
I don't know. I don't know how far back we need to go on that.
Well, I would say 2005 would be a good year to go back to.
You can say that. I say a lot of things.
I'm just, this is my,
it's a long time.
Well, it's all
2005.
Is it Winningstad? Is that his name? Did he have the FBO mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. in 2005?
Yes. Or perhaps 2006, but in this range, you know.
Well, we'd have that 2 years where. Seaport Air was buying gas,
I think,
too.
It's 2007 when we bought the FBO.
I don't want to produce more work for you. I know there's more work, but I just want to get a good basis that we can all look at and say, okay, mm-hmm. this is how this whole thing developed, the business developed. Also, if the town of Newport ever decides to get somebody else to run the airport, mm-hmm. right, then you have to have these figures anyway, because nobody comes and takes over the airport if they don't know how many... Millions.
What kind of gallons they're using, yeah. and whether or not they can make any money doing it.
Yeah.
Who is responsible for setting the fuel price?
Well, it used to be our finance officer, but right now Lance and Terry are setting it, and we're trying to keep it, you know, consistent with what's going on in Corvallis and
we've had regular reports mm-hmm. here where mm-hmm. they show the parity and the discounts for local pilots who get the card.
I think Doug, you might agree, but I think our fuel prices are in line where they should be,
mm-hmm.
just as of the last couple months. So
yeah, they check them against the internet prices around perfect. The area, and
I think it's a better system they're using now.
But in terms of business planning, you're having a rough, a ballpark, say round it to the nearest 1,000 gallons
mm-hmm.
As a historical, then you can go up and down if you know what your markup is going to be.
Is this a good year or a bad year? Is it a good year or a bad year?
This is a pretty good year, I think.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's a bad year.
Okay.
Well, we're way down.
Well, the point is, if you wanted to know, if you want to know what our revenue is, you say, what's the markup, right?
Yeah,
what's the profit?
But you're looking at about one income. Point. In general, when you do statistics and things like that, you normally look at the development. Well, I'm telling you, it's your subject, right? But you look at the development.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you say, okay, at a constant rate, you're getting this kind of a 3% profit no matter what you sell, and you know how many gallons you sell historically, you say you go up, you go down, you know what the income range is going to be based on your projections.
I was thinking about this, but the thing is, we get the discount as pilots for the FGAS. Mm-hmm. Other people don't get that.
Right.
So it's very difficult to figure that they come from the price and go into the gallons. You're talking about conversion into mm-hmm. gallons, right? I tried this. This is not going to work. And also the price, we increased prices in certain years several times.
Right.
So it's very difficult to follow this up. And this is, again, this is a matter of the of the finance man that just left.
So
it would be better to have. Sorry about that.
I don't know how he set the prices. I have no idea what formula he used, if he used one or.
For financial planning, I think it still would be helpful to have what is the profit margin, right?
Yeah,
that would become the rule. So you know what you get at wholesale, you know what the general regional market price is going to be, and you're going to be somewhere in between. And you set that, and you kind of project to say, okay, well, this is what we can count on coming in a bad year, a flat year, a better year.
Right.
And that's just for general purposes. Yes. I think that's a good input.
Yeah. Well, that helps for us on the revenue on the revenue end, just to estimate, you know, because all of our departments are asked to submit reports at the end of the fiscal year, near the end of the fiscal year, what our anticipated revenues are for the coming year. And that's every department in the city, so.
And that will include your landing fees and your leases. And
You know, it would be nice if we would have this as a part of the...
it's magical.
If you... if we would have this as a part of, as Mark says, as a part of this meeting, then it's very easy. It's part of the protocol. It's surprising for me that a town that has an airport for 50 years doesn't have something like this. And so it would be nice if you just make it as a part of this meeting.
When you say a part of it, you mean revenues for the month, expenses for the month?
No, just the fuel sales as a graph, right? It's a standard thing, you know, on F-gas and on
sorry, we can't get it for the rest of the
city.
You know, Thomas, I don't want to put rain on the parade, but we have been asking for that for months and months and years and years. A monthly report.
Oops.
Of fuel sales.
Yeah. I will call
you soon.
I know.
How about fuel cells? Well, I know they can do that. I mean,
you can see it there. They did it. They did it now. But my question is, where would we and which place to go?
We should go with this. Thomas, we're not getting that data from the rest of the city either.
Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't say. I'm not in the rest of the city committee. I'm in the airport committee. So I would like, if I'm part of this committee, I have a certain responsibility. And responsibility starts with having a clear idea of where the business is and how much business we have, I think.
Well, I can. That doesn't sound like it's too hard to do. Fuel cells, takeoffs, and landings. The one thing we could also put in there, but would be a little bit different, would be fuel purchases.
It's not.
Because it all depends on when they buy the fuel. If they buy it at the beginning of the month and then don't buy any more till the end of the month, and then they don't buy any more till the end of the next month, it looks like they made two big purchases in one month, and the next month not as much.
Mm-hmm.
But that would all even out over the course of a year.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I can tell you, if you look at here, Thomas, at the end, where's this one?
This one. This is a little bit more.
Oh, you're special.
Yeah.
So Melissa made you a special one.
No, everybody got this. That sent it around. You just imprinted.
Yeah, I sent it. Now, all I did was
the year.
Copied off on some.
If you look at Avgas totals, we're clearly on a downward trend.
Yeah, but he said we're on a good trend.
Well, it all depends on how long the Coast Guard keeps up there. They have a...
No,
they
he's talking about AFGAS.
I mean, in July of 2012, we sold 3,700 gallons.
But for total fueling with Jet A, that's not the picture.
So that's exactly what I'm coming at. If we have the figures clearly on the table, and we decide on one chart how we want to present them, it's an easy thing.
I mean, sure, we make more money selling AFGAS. But you look at our visitor pilots and our local pilots.
No, we sell more money than jet fuel. We don't make any money on AVGAS.
I'm sorry, I meant to say jet fuel. Our AVGAS sales are way down, and they're trending downward.
Yeah, because of my aircraft is in the hangar.
Well, that's part of it.
You got to get out there and burn some fuel.
Why? Is it the weather? Is it price? We need to find out why, because I'm sure 95% of our revenue...
too expensive.
Is from AVGAS.
You were flying with your aircraft 5 years ago for an hour, you spent $20-$25. Now you pay $50.
But that's across the board. That's across the whole country. That's just not...
Yeah, it's all across the country is a problem. General aviation is in the ditch. Everybody knows it.
You heard about the field that offered fuel at a reduced price, like $1 a gallon, to see what would happen? So, yeah, there's a whole report on that. And then they let the price go back to normal, and they're still selling more fuel there. So Yes, there is some elasticity there. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. but they built it in, so it became. And people do like the Gas Buddy, or you can pick your route on the cheapest. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it. The Oshkosh, I find it doesn't 100 miles this way or that way. I'm getting there at the same time. Exactly. I can save $50. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the cheaper field. And so there are techniques people use.
How about a 10% on discount on our visitors for the Saturday barbecue?
These are good ideas.
100% discount, because about 3 or 4 people show up.
Yeah, these are good ideas in terms of business development. If you want to think of what are other incremental, but you got to do that market research to see how much a discount are you going to lose, how much profit, or gain how much profit.
Yeah. You must have an action behind it. Yeah. Once you have this promotion started, you have to have a second step. I mean, like, if they come, we sell them the hamburgers and make the profit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
instead
right.
instead of having a donation, your ab gas was $3.50, but your hamburger's $10.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get a free hamburger for every 10 gallons of fuel. There
you go. Okay, any comments before we continue? Okay, the 139 certification.
Just want you guys to know, I can't remember. I think, Ralph, it was at a work session that people wanted to know about the 139 certification, when we got it, how we got it, and all those good things. And my investigation showed me that basically that we've had the 139 certification, or when it came into effect was when the FAA did it back in the 1980s. We were in AOC, which is, and you guys can probably help fill in the blanks on what an AOC is, but we never went out and applied for a 139 certification. We've always had it. It just incrementally, as the FAA changed certifications from the 70s to the 80s, 80s to 90s, and 90s to now, in 2004, if you look at the plaque at the airport, you can see that in 1985, I think we were certified. Mm-hmm. And then we got another plaque, and the airport never did anything to actually get a 139 certification. We've always had it. The reason it's been in such a highly acclaimed thing in the last 5 years was to get it for Seaport, to make sure we had it and passed our certification for Seaport Airlines.
We didn't need it for Seaport.
Yeah, no, you don't need to.
The things I have saved in order to have a passenger thing for nine aircraft or more, you don't need that 139. Pardon?
They only had 9 seats on those Pilatuses.
Up to 9 seats, you can run without.
You can run without it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was told. Let me see what was. I don't have.
We want that Embraer jet service.
Well, okay, and I don't know. It was that and the reasons for. And here's a. I wanted to pass this out because there is some discussion about whether or not. Let me see which way we're going to go here. We'll go that way. Someone down in the list. And again, I'm not advocating one way or another. I was told, again, that, and I did see this on the website, that if we lose our 139 certification, there is some discussion. It says U.S. government service organizations or Homeland Security. So I don't know if that means the Coast Guard or not, but they need 139 certified airports to be low skilled. If the way I'm hearing it is, if we lose our 139 certification, then the Coast Guard has to decide, or the federal government may decide for them that they can't be based out of Newport.
But Astoria, do they have 139?
I don't know.
And so who? Wait, you said you were told.
Right?
I read it on the website.
On whose website?
On the FAA's website about 139 certification.
That'd be worth looking into, because I wasn't aware of that. It may be true. If it is, it's a lever to get Homeland Security to help pay money into the airport.
That'd be great. So I'll check into that and send you the website.
These words in this handout that you gave us, I don't know if Melissa, you did this or what.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
This one right here.
Nope, I didn't do that one.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever did the words, you read that, you read it about 3 times, and it's not clear what the hell that means. You know, as far as that one paragraph goes, but it would be worth looking into.
Do you have one?
And if that, in fact, is a requirement, then that's a lever to get Homeland Security.
Can I pass that out to you, everybody?
This one I didn't see.
It's on the back.
Yeah. I saved paper. I was saving paper.
Sure.
Ours isn't in jeopardy, our certification.
Well, if we choose to not pay the money to maintain it.
Just so long as we don't undo any of our other commitments behind the grant that we've received.
Well, it should.
The assurance.
That's something that has to be checked into.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be a subject requirement of the grants. Some of the grant assurances are similar to the 139 requirements, but they right. shouldn't be tied directly.
I do have a question for you, Rob, seeing our liaison. At a work session, the comment was made that if this was dropped, it's very easy for the FAA to go ahead and reinstate this. I'm sure members of the council may be asking later on, what have you. Can you do the research on that and see how easy it is for the FAA to go ahead and restate this if this is dropped?
I think that's what this, that might
be. I see what that is. I'm questioning him in regards to.
Well, it's not a matter of researching it. The requirements are in the FARs. The issue you have, too, is that the FAA themselves actually says an airport like Newport shouldn't have 139 certification by the definition they put in the opening paragraphs of 139. To get to 139, you have to do A, B, C, D, E, and then they come and inspect you. You get your 139.
Let me ask this question also because of your background in this. In the event this is dropped, the money that has been spent and what have you, does that have to be repaid?
The money for the 139 certification is not a grant. That's an expenditure on the part of the city. There's no debt or anything tied to it. The thing where you maybe have a little confusion there is when you do get grant money out of AIP, that's airport improvement monies, they usually tie it to a 20-year agreement that you'll maintain right. the airport according to certain standards, those are the so-called grant assurances.
And it might not be part of the
right,
standards.
I understand it.
And if you yep. don't, then you're supposed to pay the money back.
Yeah. Right. Well, the reason I'm asking these questions is because questions have been asked of me from folks who are not pilots and what have you in regards to this. They had a concern in regards to money that came to the airport and what have you. Would we have to, if this was not in place, have to go back to the federal government?
As far as I know, the 139 certification and only the 139 certification does not have any commitment tied to it in terms of
so it's not money. Part of the grant assurance.
No, the FAA never put money into the 139 certification directly. Okay. They did indirectly because part of the 139 certification, for example, would require you to have a fence. Well, the FAA probably paid for that fence. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, I was asking for clarification.
So what are the expenses that we have that, or we would have to maintain a 139 certification that we wouldn't if we dropped it?
Yeah, exactly.
We ripped the fence
that,
down?
That was, right. That's the question that's come up in the council.
Okay. And I'm not too sure why this is even a topic of the discussion. Is there a discussion about...
I don't see any huge
yes,
expenses.
About possibly...
hang on.
Yes.
You remember
yes.
we had this discussion before. We said, why does the aircraft, the airport has to be certified? And there was a big discussion that we had last year, no, this year, in the beginning of this year. Lance and Terry were telling us about the preparation for the FR 3139 checkups and inspection and so on. And they had to fulfill certain requirements and so.
There are a couple minor things.
There's side issues to it too. For example, it cost the Newport Fire Department, I don't have a number, but a goodly mm-hmm. amount of money because they have to send people away to training every year. They have to go out to the airport every day. Oh, right. So there's other things.
Melissa is probably the right person to talk to. How much money do we spend on 139? Roughly to fulfill.
We don't spend anything on the 139 directly. We spend money on it indirectly.
Yeah.
But some of the things we spend money on indirectly, we would still have to do even if we didn't have a 139 because of the grants or because of the just the requirements.
So it gets down to what is that delta? So
yeah.
are there things
and I,
that
and
we're
I can't
spending
give that,
money on?
I can't
yeah.
give that to you offhand. I mean, right. the, we know the ARF is a perfectly good example that if we weren't a 139, we wouldn't have to have ARF. But at the same time, if we didn't have the 139, we would still be doing the runway upgrade. So we'd still have all lights and everything.
Why?
Because it would still be required to meet FAA current standards. So even though we wouldn't have our 139 certificate, we would still be a Class B2 airport, which has certain design requirements to it. So we would have to maintain all those lights and all of that.
Can we change that?
Why would you?
Can we go down?
Why would you want to change it?
It's very easy. You see, the thing is, I think that this airport, from the cost point of view, is too big, too much investment in this thing. If you go to Astoria, they have an airport, they have two runways, they're also fine, and they don't have all this kind of stuff. I didn't see them doing anything at their runways or so.
So far.
Well,
so
I think it goes back to, and I have yet to hear anybody answer this question, what does the city of Newport want to do with the airport? I think we need to answer that before anybody starts talking about getting rid of 139 certifications or whether or not we should be a B2, because we are an emergency airport. Mm-hmm. For the region, and so there are certain things we're going to have to maintain, whether we have the 139 or whether we're a B2. I mean, it's not a black and white thing. You have a lot of factors that are playing into what is making the airport the way it is. So we need to determine. I mean, if we're not going to maintain this, are we going to say, well, sorry, we can't be the emergency airport for this region because we don't want to maintain it on that level? And then if we do that, are we cutting off our nose to spite our face because we're not? We now have no way to get emergency access.
Yet. Well, okay, if you're going to say that, then, which is true, if we're required or requested to have an emergency services airport, if FEMA says, you know, would FEMA say, listen, we don't want you to drop this one part 139. As a matter of fact, we're going to help you maintain this 139 in the event of a Category 8 hurricane or tornado. We're going to be assured that our Hercules aircraft are going to be able to land there in full IFR, you know, an 80-mile-an-hour crosswinds. So, can we hold FEMA over their heads and say, listen, we're on a financial bubble here. We're talking about dropping our Part 139. Would they have any input on that?
I don't know. I had a chat with Ted working with somebody that there is some federal money which would be available for looking at our airport again. And I'm going to continue doing this. This airport, of course, is extremely important. But you mentioned, this is the emergency airport for commercial airlines in case something were to occur.
Right.
And, of course, we're looking at it for disaster preparation also. So I cannot answer your question except there is some money that they want to go ahead and put into our airport if we go ahead and...
Then why aren't we doing it?
I think it gets back...
I'm pursuing it now after talking to Ted.
I think it gets back to, Mark, is that there's just nobody to do it.
When
I go after grants for, and I hate to just bring it back, the only thing I can relate it to is what I do for my
Ted,
my
I didn't put department. This back in your lap.
No, I know.
It's a general question.
But
why aren't we doing
the general,
it?
The general issue is that any grants that I get to, I find out about, and I go after myself. I don't wait for anybody to dig them up and point them out to me.
Lot of it is department head driven, and if you don't have a department head, a lot of this stuff doesn't get done.
Well, maybe we can have Lance and Terry do it then.
They don't have the skill set. There are some things they just aren't trained to do. That's why you have a department head. Department heads have different skill sets.
Well, so, I guess, Jeff, it's one more argument for me to go before the city council and say, this airport will not survive if we don't have an airport manager, period.
And I think that's on the near the top five of my list for the city manager.
Then somebody from this airport committee needs to put together. We need to put together as a committee.
You guys are going to have, I think, a presentation, because that's the whole case. Because if you go to a B2 airport, is that what it's called? Do you need an airport director then?
How can we find out if we're on our way and we're now getting from the airport that we spend too much money on to a new airport director that costs money again? I would rather. My question is, the question is very easy, actually. We are driving with a 30-ton truck where we could probably use an F-150, right? I mean, this costs us so much money, as if we drive...
I don't know, what truck you're talking about,
airport.
Fueling truck?
The airport, no, I'm talking about
it's
in general.
Analogy.
It's an analogy.
Thomas?
So my question is, how far down can we go?
That's what she said. What is the city?
And my question is, you know, if you look over the financials, I mean, where is the concept that the airport is costing us this much money? I mean, prior to the FBO, the airport didn't cost this much money. If you look at the financials, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I'm not only looking
at... So where did the concept come that the airport's costing us all this money?
I'm not only looking at the money out of Newport, right? I'm looking at money in general. First of all, now we've spent $10 million for the new runway, right?
We don't spend $10 million.
It's the American taxpayer paid for it. Not only the Americans, also the Germans, right? The people with the green cards.
That's too big a question.
Yeah. The easiest thing is to say it has always been like this, and for us, because it's not our money, we would think different if it would be our money that we
have
to
invest. But my point is, Thomas, it hasn't always been this way. If you look back at the financials, it hasn't always been this way.
We've made money.
We broke even.
In a government situation, that's making money.
I'm sorry, Brett.
Where's the data that says that?
Look at the financials.
Well, I have the data, only the data that David Marshall provided for the last 4 years. And in that data, it shows...
Exclusive of the grants,
we've lost about $300,000 a year. Now,
prior to the FBO, the airport was breaking even.
Well,
after the FBO, but there
I
are a lot
that
of things.
Too, but I've never seen.
I've got all the financial information.
Well, I wouldn't say it was breaking even. The money was made up by the room tax and other.
It met expenses.
Yeah,
I mean, it broke even. It wasn't making money, but it's not like it was costing us all this money. I mean, it's interesting to me that I keep hearing that the airport is costing us all this money.
Well, you can take the budget that was presented to the council, and it has data going back to actuals for 2011, 2012, I'm talking fiscal year, and budgeted for 2013 and budgeted for 2014. And if you look at that data and you take out the grant matches, it still shows about a $300,000 per year loss. And when I say loss, I'm referring money that's transferred over from the general and or room tax fund.
Well,
since the FBO.
Yes, that only goes back to 2011.
Since the FBO.
So that's what the data I'm referring to. I haven't seen the data before that. I heard what you just said, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, sorry.
So we should be able to get back.
I spent weeks reconciling all these financials back to
the Okay, so the question is, how do we get back there? How do we make up that $300,000? Because right now, you know, the
or what is an acceptable investment for having an airport?
Because maybe that money's needed more for something else, like building a new water pipe.
Well, and I think Doug, you know, just
for the visual arts center.
What is the fire department return on its expense?
To be clear, the money has been coming from the room tax, hasn't come in from the general fund.
The majority of it comes from the general fund.
I doubt it.
I can prove it to you. I'll look at the budget.
Okay, let's.
It sounds like to me what's going to happen here is before long, this committee is going to have to go before the city council saying, do you want to retain this FBO? Period.
Well,
or do you want to sell it? She's got a quick question that nobody can answer, Jeff.
The thing is that, and this is just how I've heard it since I've been here, that we bought a pig and a poke when we bought that FBO in the first place.
Well, I've been clear, I was there at council when we bought it, and it wasn't true.
Then why did you buy it?
Because it was making money.
It was a better time.
I absolutely agree that there are things that could be done better at the airport. I'm not trying to imply that that's not true. But without having an idea of where you want the airport to be, I don't see how we can make decisions about how to get there.
And that's what your vision document should be.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we're redoing the airport business plan. But still, even 5 years ago, Melissa, when we took this beautiful 2010 business plan, 3 years ago, it was adopted by the city council, adopted by the mayor. It was a beautiful thing. Not one thing has been done in this, and that's what's frustrating.
There's been about three or four things.
There's some things like rental cars and all that stuff. We have rental cars,
but the overall business plan, when you show the city council that if you do this stuff, it will be a very profitable and
But Mark, you must
be venture to have.
you must accept that the situation these days without the airlines actually contradict this whole business plan. Because the business plan is based on the fuel cells for the airline.
And do you know how much fuel they spent, they bought from us?
Yeah. No? You tell
not
me.
Much. Not much.
At all. But this is what it says in the business plan.
We didn't get landing fees. We got nothing from CFA.
Yeah, but the business plan says that we should sell them the...
They were supposed to.
But they're gone. So this is the whole
it was in the contract.
But this is a major income in this business plan. So
right.
They're gone.
It's not our fault that Seaport didn't follow up with their contract either.
And speaking of landing
about
fees...
About 30,000 gallons a year is what they accounted for.
No. That's what they were supposed to.
Well, no, according to what was actually sold. Consumed.
At least 10.
Where did you get this finger from?
Comparing 2010 to 2012.
Where did you get this
Jet A
from?
From Ted.
Did you get them better paper than me?
No.
Well, Ted.
All around. They're also on this, but I did pass those around.
No, this is 12.
Oh, wait.
He was underneath his phone.
Maybe that's what happened.
He was sneaking it out.
For the rest of the story.
Send a couple more down that way, yeah.
There you go.
I have so much paper today, I didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the point is, if you have a plan, but you also have a means to execute such a plan. And again, without proper management, without somebody responsible for the oversight and execution of the plan, input into a budget, an airport manager, a department head, whatever you want to call it, it's going to be really problematic.
Exactly.
Right, because we can't do it. It's not our business. We provide advice. We're not operational.
Yeah, but we should have a responsibility, right? Not just only saying something and then the others have to do.
Yeah.
So part 139.
Back to part 139.
Yeah, and I think that when the new city manager gets here, he'll be here on December 16th. You know, I have airport things on the thing, but I think it'd be very useful for either the committee or representatives of the committee to, you know, not wait until they have the January meeting, but just to talk to them about general airport stuff in general. And I think Melissa's absolutely right. Without a direction, we're going to either hit the target every time or never hit it. It's because we, you know, if there isn't a target, it's next to impossible to...
How do you know where to get there?
Yeah.
Right. So I think we saw the lingering action on the part 139. Can we derive, even a ballpark figure, what the delta cost for maintaining part 139 is? I think because we have infrastructure established, that the delta is going to be negligible to say, okay, to have that as, you know, something in our quiver as a benefit for sales to other people who might become customers here, having that level of certification might be a really low cost kind of thing to do. If you lose certification, if you pull things away, if you reduce facilities, or even the appearance of doing so, you're going to be less appealing to businesses coming into this airport.
And the chance of getting a rough truck on a moment's notice is not going to happen.
That's correct. So if it costs us $20,000 a year to maintain, since we've already done most of the stuff, I don't think that's a bad investment. But we don't know what that delta is, so let's find out what the delta is.
This is exactly the right thing to do.
Right.
We
find out what the delta is.
We were discussing
is
the other way around.
Is there somebody out there that can speak to this in a, from a perspective of, you know that's their professional knowledge, is, you know, to say this is what a 139 airport brings to you that you won't have with, and then, you know, I don't know. I mean, the real dollars and cents would be.
This is what we're buying. Here's the airport certification manual.
If I can make a suggestion to his specific question, there are several resources that we have. The AOPA is one resource. The Oregon Aviation Department is another resource. And I think you should, Ted, just say, okay, Bob, you're going to get information. Well, not Bob, because he's just secretary. But
I'm just taking notes.
You're just taking notes. You need to specifically send somebody on that task to say, what is the value
What are the benefits of Part 139 certification? Right.
I didn't think you wanted to know the benefits. I thought you wanted to know the delta.
Both. You need to know what the benefits are at what cost. Right. So the delta is the cost you wouldn't otherwise be spent.
And good luck getting any commercials.
So who's doing the
Part 139? Right. And if, you know, that's one of the reasons why we built this thing, to show you guys what a commercial airline service would do to this community. Even if it's three trips a week to Portland, it's huge. And I'm sad that they're not here, but that's a whole other sad, sad story.
Okay.
Well, who takes it with them?
So there's two actions there, right?
Yeah, I contact the Oregon Department of Aviation.
And AOPA?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, we do. You want me to contact AOPA?
I think we could, yeah.
Okay. And who would know about the Delta?
That's probably internal.
Yeah, well, that's it's in the operations.
Yeah. So okay, we leave the numbers up to you, Melissa?
Sure. Find Delta.
Yeah, it's going to be...
With some footnotes as to what those things are that would drop.
In other words, right. Yeah. If you've got a guy working, he's working, we got to do it, have him sit him out, if he's not maintaining one thing. Yeah.
Well,
I
think the way I can...
You can't let go one person.
But I think what it will boil down to is how much will operation of the airport change? Would it change if we had 139 or not? Not the FBO, but the operation of the airport. Okay, and that it should be a matter of technically going down Lance's job description and saying, okay, Lance, how much of this stuff would you still be doing if we didn't have 139 certificate?
Exactly.
Now I know his job description pretty well, and so I mean I know his job description really well. I don't think there would be much that would change. But from that, what we could do is we can quantify how long it takes him to do it. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we can back into wages. And then from that, we can go to the budget and say, okay, how much of this percentage-wise? And I can get a delta for you that way, but that's probably our best option.
And then do you
include the fire department?
Yeah, I was just going to announce it. Is the fire department...
Well, the fire department, it's a flat number, because if we aren't 139 certified, we don't need an ARF.
Right.
Yeah.
But then we end up with an empty building that we have to take care of.
Well, they still would use the fire station, but they wouldn't have to do the 3 days of training or whatever it is they go through also. So there's the daily inspection business, so there's some costs there with the fire.
Okay, so I will include ARF, and I will include an operations assessment.
And you look at equipment maintenance and things like that.
Who's financing this is, fire department?
City budget.
It's just part of the airport budget.
City budget for the airport, right?
Well, they have a station in South Beach. Right.
It's for that South Beach station, though.
It's for South Beach. It's not for the airport.
It's for the airport and South Beach.
Because I think the airport 139 forces you to have a fire department because in case...
Not the people, but the ARF truck.
Well, with people that operate it.
The equipment and the training. Training's another big expense, and daily inspections are another expense. But that's borne by the fire department budget. The airport does not transfer money to the fire department. Okay. They have the fire department do whatever it is they do.
Okay, so it wouldn't have an impact on our budget.
No, it would impact the fire department budget.
Right. So, asterisk on that.
Any other questions before we go in?
Yeah, I have one. When are you thinking you're going to get these numbers?
Well, when do you think you can get them, I guess?
Because keep in mind that we're about to hit the holiday season, and I have three ongoing projects.
Yeah, you're working on three other projects right now.
So, too. I mean, I will do it, but it's not like important. It's not like something I can get to in the next week or two.
It's not like January.
For the, January I can get it done.
For
absolutely.
The gallons that gallons. I was talking about, how long would that take you? I'm talking about this. The gallons was the first task that we put on you. It's important because we want to put it in the business plan.
That should be just punching the voices.
It is just a bunch of invoices, but it's a bunch of invoices that are in the archive.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to have to be pulled from the archive, which means either I'm going to have to pull them or...
What is that happening?
Makes me think of Indiana Jones.
December, I'm sorry? No.
Building up boxes.
Yes. I might be able to do it by December's meeting. Anybody know when that is?
Second Tuesday in December.
Is it going to stay the second Tuesday?
December 10th.
December 10th. Okay, I'll see what I can do for that. And then January's meeting, I can probably get the other. Yeah.
Numbers plus explanation. I think explanation.
You want explanations too?
Plus like the footnotes. You know what I mean.
Explanations.
Just give us the number 24. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's what you've gotten in the past. Yeah, I will. That's why. I'll be able to explain it.
Especially
not that you believe me, but I'll explain it to
it's
you.
It's very integrated, right?
Okay.
And I will contact ALPA about benefits.
Okay, we're ready for lending fees.
Yeah, and this is just an information item. I think I sent that out to you guys last week or the week before. It's not about instituting lending fees. It's that we are receiving lending fees from one of our companies that flies in to deliver freight, mm-hmm. And we were receiving lending fees from the other company also, but for some reason, the ball got dropped, or there was a disconnect. And how long ago now? Is it 3 years?
Was it an invoicing problem?
No, it was a leasing problem.
Lease, okay.
So we haven't been collecting fees from the other company for about 3 years, and that definitely puts an issue of our assurances on
at risk.
You know, on the line in that risk. So we're in the process. I've got all the information over at our city attorney's office right now, and we're in the process of trying to figure out which way to go, whether to request the landing fees from the company or to refund the ones that we got. And either way, it's not a fortune. I mean, we're talking about less than $6,000. But our assurances say what we do for one, we do for all, and
How about you? If that were the case, instead of refunding them, give them a $3,000 discount, get $3,000 from other guys, and you'll be ahead of the game.
And to say, we'll give you back three. You give us three, we'll send it back to them, and we're all even. Everybody start paying from here on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do they actually owe us the money, or is it our fault because we didn't have it in their lease?
No, it's not a question of it being in their lease, because it's we've got. And that's the other thing I've got our city attorney working on. We've got how many resolutions? Two?
Two, at least.
Two resolutions that speak specifically about landing fees at the airport. And both of them, as far as we know, are still valid. And so whether it's in their lease or not, have resolutions.
They do owe us the money.
Yeah.
Well,
they had a lease that specifically said their monthly fee included landing fees. I mean, there was a specific statement in there, and the next lease did not have that statement.
Why?
That's a philosophical question.
And wouldn't it have just renewal of the same lease?
That was the question I asked too.
Why wouldn't they just renew the same lease?
They didn't. They changed it. The lease has changed. For whatever reason, the lease has changed, and so now we have to fix it.
Do I look like I work here?
I know, but you're on city council. But who changed the lease?
I don't know, because I don't know who wrote it.
It happened in the Gulf.
How does this stuff happen?
Between Dennis Reno and...
Why don't they just say, here's your lease renewal. You want to renew your lease? Sure.
Because everybody wants a better deal. And so, for instance, I just got another lease in the email. You know, please, this is our new lease. We've worked with so-and-so, and we'd like you to review it. Well, it's a completely different lease form than the one they had. Everybody wants to get a better deal with their new lease.
Well, if we sign the lease, it says they're...
We didn't sign a lease that said they didn't have to pay landing fees. We signed a lease that did not specifically say landing fees were part of their monthly rental fees.
But our resolutions say that landing fees are...
Yeah, the last thing the city needs, though, is another big lawsuit regarding the airport. I hope that isn't where this goes.
I don't think it's going to. I think we'll get it straightened out pretty soon.
There you go. Or we can say, you know what? We just want a verbal commitment that you guys abide much, much more fuel from us. And we'll call it good.
I'm not buying any right now.
Well, that's my point, Jeff. That's my point.
But I would like to say on a positive note, the reason why we know about these things is because we're all digging into it and we're finding out and we're trying to make things more consistent and we're trying to make it less employee-dependent. Yeah, but it's been very...
Well, they're not going anywhere anytime soon, and I would much rather have them contractually be obligated to buy X amount of gallons from us than try to nitpick about landing fees. That's just me. I like the ongoing revenue stream.
It's another surrogate for business.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And I think that could be... I wish I was a city attorney sometimes, but that certainly could be something that could be brought up for a city attorney and say, hey, listen, it's only $6,000. They're going to spend more of that if we can commit to buy more fuel from us.
We just have to make sure we're okay with our grant assurances.
Yeah, we'd have to, if we were going to do something like that, we'd have to nullify the resolutions.
That's fine.
And get both of those two companies to agree to purchase gas forms.
Or have an either or. So you either pay a certain fee per month or you buy a certain amount of fuel. So when I go to Portland, I can either pay a landing fee or buy really expensive fuel.
Well, they're not
Atlantic now.
If they're buying fuel at Flightcraft, we'll make them a heck of a deal.
Right.
Well, some of their expenses at Flightcraft have been reduced because they are buying fuel there.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There's often the either or.
Flightcraft is out of the fuel business anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Are they really?
They sold out to Atlantic.
You're right. It was 2 weeks ago.
2 years ago.
It's been. They still have their name on the buildings and places.
Well, they still have the maintenance operation.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, funding fees?
Nope, that was it. Just wanted to bring up to date on that.
We have, currently, we are talking with the contractor at a conference call the first day of my vacation. I was dedicated, people. 2 hours talking to High Desert Aggregate and Paving. They want to change the spec on the 154, P154, and I am holding them to the only alternate allowed by the FAA Northern Mountain Region specs. So that's currently a big change order. They want to use the asphalt grindings as part of the base rock.
Uh-huh.
And so we are discussing and negotiating with them about that. If we do make that change, there will be a significant cost savings.
Mm-hmm. There should be, because they don't have to haul it away.
Yeah.
Didn't
haul it in.
So we will not be making a change if there will not be a significant cost savings. And the statement that there will be a significant cost savings and how that will be calculated will be part of the change order.
But that's okay with the FAA to use the grain?
It's okay if we follow the Northern Mountain Region specifications.
Right. Good.
Yes, they have they limit the amount of grinding that can be used, and it has to be monitored so that it meets gradation quality. And
so
my concern
is the drainage aggregate on base.
My concern is, and we want it monitored, just like we would monitor the rock. Mm-hmm. I want the asphalt monitored because not all of that asphalt is the same age,
mm-hmm.
and so there's different. Gradations in the asphalt as to how well it's still holding together. So that's one of the reasons why we're still talking about it. But it could be as much as $150,000 cost savings.
Good.
So we're working on that.
Good.
Okay. Okay, Doug, any comments?
Just still an active item on the minimum standards. We've had some comments. I'm at a version 0.5 now. I need to get that back out. I apologize for not getting out in advance of this meeting, but basically we did put back in the FBO operations and activities, even with things that may or may not be there, just so that we have a placeholder for future possible commercial activities. So even though we're not, you know, we don't have a commercial FBO, we might someday, and so I go change the document if we're going to do that. And Melissa did supply a few other comments that I'll integrate. So I'll get something out in the next couple of weeks again for minimum standards. Mm-hmm. Punting on the issue of insurance, because that's kind of up to the city to decide.
Yeah, and
those,
our insurance carrier
are.
Is going to be here, and Ralphie was going to be here to present the questions that you ask about the, I'm trying to remember. I can never remember exactly. You asked specific questions about third-party litigation, and he was going to come to
you know, I asked him, I said, you can do one of two things. You can debrief me and I'll share with the council, or you can come and share with the committee, or you can come. And he said he'd like to come and talk to you all about, you know, about that. Not with the idea that he's going to sell insurance to anybody, but specifically to address that third party, that third party issue that you talked about.
And the focus and the intent of the minimum standards appears to be to tenants, so people who already have a lease for commercial activities, not those that are transient.
Oh,
so that is a distinction.
That gets you into an issue with the group fence services, the definition of transient.
Right. Well, if you have a lease with the airport, then you have a contract with the city, and that's what defines a lot of those terms, whether you have insurance or not.
I know, but you can see where that...
What if you don't have a contract?
That doesn't apply.
But you're still servicing aircraft on a through the fence basis.
Well, there is what's called a mobile service provider, if that's what you're thinking of,
right.
And that's different. That is not, you don't have a lease, you don't have tenancy requirements, but you do have a permit.
I think it's a short-term, long-term.
Right.
It's a sticky wicket.
Yeah.
So it means that he has to buy a permit to operate on...
You don't have to purchase a permit, just have to have... It's basically a written agreement.
Because
you follow the rules.
Oh, okay.
There's no mention of a fee associated with it.
Okay.
Well, see, one of the things we want to look at is with the Soul City business licensing thing, is that we bring the airport as part of that process.
Yeah.
So if we charge a guy to run a service station over here on across the street, then we're going to charge somebody the same thing in the airport.
Right. Yeah, well, it makes sense, especially
now,
if
right?
they are a tenant. So if you are doing business in the city of Newport, you should... have to, right? We have a business license for their bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
The guy with his truck that comes from Albany?
He is not necessarily doing business here as a resident, so he wouldn't be doing that.
If he would do that, if he would charge it for the business license, it means that we pilots would have to pay more, of course. Because he would not pay it out of his pocket because he loves to be in Newport.
So maybe $100 a year he'd have to pay for a business license.
Well, I think they're allowed a certain amount of time within a business license regulation that they can come over and not do a certain amount of
20 hours. I know the taxi was 20 hours a year.
20 hours a year, so it isn't. You're not going to tag every
business license fee is very
small. That's probably
you're not talking. It's not like a lodging tax, which is 10% of our revenue.
Does anybody have some money here?
Okay, Mark.
I don't.
Mark Biggs, I'm paying for the airport.
Sure. Any comments? I have several comments. Since we don't have an airport manager, I was looking through the job qualifications for some of our airport employees, and one of the things I've got several calls about was fostering and maintaining positive relationships with other employees, supervisors, airport committee members, customers, visitors, and current members. I've gotten several calls, and because I guess I'm curious on who I need to talk to about this, about who is responsible for complaints down at the airport in reference to city employees. No, Doug's not.
I'm not going to do that.
No, they would,
okay.
They
just sat back in his chair.
No, they would come to me. I haven't. If
so, if I get a complaint on the phone, I should just refer them to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is the airport director.
Yeah.
It's an impossible task.
So
with everything else he does.
But you could have him call me or come in. Either way, I'll do that because I see other people for other complaints too. But specifically,
he's
airport
celebrity director, airport director, and city manager.
Okay.
I mean, nobody can do all that.
I will have
him.
I will have him call you.
So.
When is the
That's the other thing. At least since I've got here, I've rewritten those job descriptions so that they don't have responsibility for things that they can't do, which is like grants, chasing grants, those kind of things. I don't know if that's in the one you're using or not.
No, August 2013.
Okay.
And it says that they need to foster, among other
things. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't.
And I do hope that
I just don't see it.
In some way or shape or form, that's happening.
That is not happening.
Okay.
When I call
a friend of mine who is in the aviation business, mm-hmm. and he is so petrified to even talk about anything aviation related for fear of being turned in or ridiculed or whatever. It's not happening. And
I get written communications, and I can only tell you, I've got cards in my office, or had, that where people said, we landed in your airport.
This is not in reference to visitors.
Okay. Just people who are here?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And, you know, I don't want to get into an argument or complaint mm-hmm. here, but I will just refer them to you.
Okay.
And I think any one of us here, if they have courage enough to say something, that fostering and maintaining a positive relationship is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I both know the reason why it's not happening. And I just, they need to be held accountable.
Well, and I don't know if I want to get into it in a context like this, but I would, if you could stick after the meeting and talk to me a little bit about it, I'd sure like to hear what you got to say.
I will. And maybe anybody else on the committee that's experienced situations like that would be more than happy to stick. I have an insurance meeting at 4 o'clock, but I would love to.
Okay. Well, we can spend some time, you know, if not hours, we can still spend some time doing it.
And before we go too far, I still want somebody or this committee, or we need to go to the city council and formally present the fact that this airport will not survive without an airport director. Not that Lance and Terry aren't doing their job, but we have to have an airport director for leadership. You can't expect this guy to do it. He's not an airport guy, he's a library guy. Big difference.
And our new city manager is going to have so much to learn that, you know, I mean,
yeah, he is.
Is gonna
he's going to have to determine
anything else.
He's going to have to determine what is important on his priority list.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be stated in public before the city council.
Right.
This airport
with
the
justification, and I think we can come up with the points as to why we've had it in the past. What are the benefits, the requirements that would be better met by having an airport manager?
If the city council wants to keep the airport or the FBO.
Again, the question is, how much fuel do we sell? How many people do we have on the payroll? How much money do we spend on the airport? Mm-hmm. You put it in relation, and then you see how much fuel we sold in 2008 or in 2007, and how many people were working at the airport, and how many people are selling less fuel these days.
And this is again.
And then you can see efficiency. Right?
This is why I want to do this, because we this committee will now have information to go to the city council to make. It's our responsibility to make recommendations to city council, right? Mm. Yes. I'm not in charge of this.
He's not looking at me, so I'm just raising my hand. As part of the audit reconciliation, I have also tracked employees. And what is often missing in the equation is the number of temporary employees that we have at the airport. So when you talk about employees, make sure you're looking at the whole picture, because I have employee numbers prior to Seaport, prior to the FBO, with the FBO, with Seaport, and after Seaport. Mm-hmm. And I have full-time employees, and I have temporary employees. Mm-hmm. And I think you would be surprised at how many people have actually worked there over the years, regardless of what was happening.
Mm-hmm. I think they would be.
I mean, if you'd look at those numbers overall, we are shorthanded now.
I've been attending these meetings for 23 years, and it hasn't changed that much.
No, we are short-handed now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the FBO was in private hands, he had a lot more employees.
Well, but you know, he had pilot instruction, he had mm-hmm. scenics, he had maintenance, he had a lot more than just fueling aircraft.
But even if you take, even without that, if you just look at where we were before the FBO,
airport.
With the FBO, with Seaport, after Seaport, you can see that we are short-handed.
In
now,
terms
one
of city
those.
Employees.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. One of those is the director position, of course. Mm-hmm. But we also have a remarkably consistent temporary employee number that goes through there. So I think you would be surprised if you looked at the overall.
I think when we get to the budget process.
I just did, Thomas.
No, yeah, you tell me. Show me the figures.
I've got them on the spreadsheet if you
want. Yeah.
I think that's why it's
can
important.
Can we see them next time?
Thomas, I think that's why it's important that several of us are a part of the budget process for the airport. So we can have the information as well.
Well, it seems to me that Melissa knows more than we know.
Well, of course she does.
She's been working hard at it.
We're a volunteer committee.
And so if you have these figures, this is actually interesting to have a look at this.
I did it as part of the feasibility study.
Yeah.
Is I tracked all of this. That's why I've been doing it lately. And why it's at the top of my head.
What Thomas is saying is, if we can't make a good recommendation to the council about what our recommendation is for the airport, whether it's labor or anything, we need this information.
I'm saying, though, is I just need time to finish the feasibility study, and then you will get all of that.
Perfect.
You will get how much it's actually costing, because we took the money out of the airport when we said we didn't have a director, but actually all we did now is start dinging Public Works. And so if you actually made the airport pay for the amount of time the Public Works puts into it, you have not saved any money.
Yeah,
well, you have, because I don't get paid as much as an airport director. I'm cheaper. But I also I'm not able to devote enough time as it honestly needs. So it's not like there are a lot of factors, and that's why I keep bringing it up in this meeting, because this feasibility study really showed me that we haven't really saved any money. We've just made somebody else pay for it.
Feasibility study for what?
For whether or not we are, whether or not we have enough staff or too much staff, whether or not we need a director or don't need a director, and part of it is what jobs are not being done because Lance and Terry are not managers on the department level list. How much work is not being done that the director would be doing? So the feasibility study takes all that into consideration.
So it sounds like you're trying to answer your own self. What does the city need to do with this airport? What do we want?
Well, yeah, because
that was the task I was given.
Yeah, back when I asked if Melissa could, could kind of be the acting airport director. Those are questions we wanted to ask. And so after it was decided not to do that, I said I want to ask those questions anyway. Right. And so she's been still kind of doing that work for us. Without being, out at the airport as much as she would have been otherwise, but still doing all that background work so that we have some figures that we can work with to give a history of number of employees that have been there, the number of actual touch hours that those employees, three people work the same number of hours as seven, only the seven work part-time and the three are not, I don't know, but, all that's going to kind of be put together and coalesced into some report that's halfway readable. Or actually, if Melissa's right, it'll be very readable.
When is that?
When is it going to be done?
Yeah.
Probably after we get your app.
Well, I don't know. It'll be after you get the gallons. And the way it's looking right now, I'm shooting for February.
Well, but this is part of it, isn't it?
I have the majority of the research is done. It's just a matter
she's going to wait for me to give her a report on how much time I spend every week.
Yeah, because he has been acting as the airport director. Mm-hmm. Again, the time that he spends away from the city because he's working on the airport has to be factored into whether or not we need a director, because we need a department head. It needs to be a department head, somebody who actually has the authority to do something. Anyway, I'm sorry. So half of it's drafted. I just have to finish the rest of it. So I wanted to have it done by now, but I just...
But we need that before we go to the council.
Melissa, if you basically say we are understaffed at present because we just fill it up with people from other divisions, other departments, right? Mm-hmm.
So, and you have to carry that through, Thomas. And I had Ted Jones, and Tim, I can't even remember my boss's name, write a memo explaining the effects and the impact it has had on Public Works. Like, Public Works has not been able to do certain projects or has had to push other projects back because of the amount of time it's been. So not having a director hasn't really saved any money. It's just made another department carry the load.
We get that. But we can't expect anybody that doesn't know anything about FAA, the FAR AIM book, Part 139, to run the airport.
No.
And we can't expect Terry and Lance to do it. But if we want this airport to grow and develop, continue projects, that's the question.
Yeah, so that's what the report is, and it's just addressing those four questions. That's all it's doing, is just addressing those four questions. But it has all kinds of backup. lists of temporary employees, how many employees we had during this year and that year, and the changes and all that. I will try to get it done by the middle of December. I will try to have it for your next meeting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Anything else, Mark?
What a pretty picture, yeah.
It was 152.
No, this rough knows what kind of airplane it is.
That's a sign.
I'd like a sign. You know,
that's
Rob's. We've been talking about a sign forever, but
no.
I did my job.
It's a Lockheed something.
It is.
It's an airplane. No one knows what it is, but it's an airplane.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Tom? I just want to follow through with what we've done and what we said we're going to do.
Well, the next step will be to put it in the budget. Yeah, you got to find out how much it's going to cost to make the sign. That's all.
Build a sign.
Did the guy contact you?
He never did. Hmm. Nope. And you said you were going to have him contact me. He never did. And I contacted the library to talk to other, artists around. And none of them thought that they could take on the issue of making a sign, like, because that's going to be a pretty good sized sign.
Mm-hmm. I push him again. I still owe him money, you know.
Yeah.
He did some work for me for my stuff. So, Jeff and Jim and I, we were working a little bit on the business plan. We came to the point that we need some basic information about the fuel sales, of course, because it's the income side of the business plan, right? And we also looked at emergency requirements and precautions, something that we were talking about, the natural disaster service, what's expected. There should be actually a plan for this airport. How do the aircrafts come in? Where do they get unloaded? How does the... do the goods come into the town and when everything's full of water and things like that? And I was wondering if you have some information about this, or who we could talk to.
I'm sorry, is it an emergency?
You see, the thing is, tsunami hits our place.
We have an emergency operations manual.
At the airport?
It includes the airport.
We've never seen it.
As part of something bigger.
It's part of something bigger, but it does, and
that's working through the state and FEMA, right?
I don't know.
I think this is our local one.
It's our local one.
There's a local one, a county one, and we haven't got one, or at least I've never seen the state one.
Okay.
Well, who can I get this from?
It should be on the website. It's the Emergency Operations Plan, the EOP. And if you can't find it, Thomas, let me know, because I can get you that. It's quite a large document.
Yeah.
But it deals with how we function.
But you understand what I was coming at, you know, like this now all this C-130s coming in with all the goods, with tents and what have you, whatever. And
yeah, there has to be a plan to get them across the bay, because the bridge.
That's the next thing. The bridge gone, but the thing is, first of all, they have to land and they have to be unloaded. And they have to store the stuff because it's raining.
Well, the other thing is that airport, you know, depending on where the shake is, since that airport and especially the landing strip is all built on fill, it's a question of whether it will survive. If there's a big earthquake,
I think they
the tsunami would be okay.
I think it's determined that it will.
Okay.
The testing's been done by industry that it will survive.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at this. So this is an important thing. If you do a business plan, this is something you have to have. You have to be prepared for that. There's not an option to leave it away or not pay for this. You need storage place for tents or whatever. Yeah. So emergency or natural disaster service for this airport is a part of the society. So it's as is. Municipalities is very important. When you look at the business plan, this is a must-have, right? The second thing that we were looking at the costs and salaries, exactly what you're preparing now. So this should be actually part of the business plan. The 139 is also here, and some other things we have to talk about. Second, the other side is the income. This is the cost side. The income side is the fuel sales, hangar rent, and car rentals. And then the sewer disposal, right? It's the income side. And we have to see how the income and the costs are developing over the time. Basically, stuff that you have. And then the question is, what is the future? What do we have in future? In the future? Like airline service is a possibility. We had this twice and it didn't work out, what I learned. So the question is, it's pretty unlikely that this will move. Then tourism, how's tourism impacting the airport? Like when the Chinese come, right? Aircraft service, right? I had a secretary, you will laugh about this, in 1990 I was working in China. I told the Chinese, I said, listen, one day you will all have cars. They were laughing because I thought I'd make a joke, right? In 2005 I was working in China, they all had cars. They were talking not about this car. They want the new stuff that they can get their hands on.
Now they're all going to have air.
So now, my secretary from those days, she just sent me a card from Hawaii. Says she enjoys her holiday with her husband in Hawaii. So it's a matter of time different when they come here, and they bring the dollars back that we spend at Walmart. Hopefully. So the question is, how do we? We have to talk to the tourism department how this affects the airport, and perhaps then an airline would be possible. The next thing is aircraft service. We don't have aircraft service anymore. Perhaps it makes sense. This area is a retirement area. A lot of people in retirement want to experience something in their life again. So they want to learn fly. Some people want to learn flying. Some people want to whatever, quilting, yeah.
Quilting.
So for the ones that not quilt, they probably want to fly. So basically, to cater to these people is an important thing. I mean, we have three people that are in retirement and semi-retirement, and they all bought aircraft in the last few years. They all learned flying here and things like that. So there might be a market. Small, but it is. Then fly-ins we were talking about. And then the question is land use, agricultural, or perhaps as a parking lot for new cars for Toby Murray and these people. That's something we should be looking into. This is basically the framework that we have at present.
Agriculture you might want to be a little cautious about, because you don't want to bring birds. And you don't want to bring wildlife.
Oh no. Without wildlife and without birds.
That doesn't leave you much in the way of agriculture.
We would take the rest. No, it's not a big business. None of these things makes big business. It's all a little mosaic of things that might contribute a little bit to the profitability.
Flight instruction you didn't mention. That would be another...
Flying lessons, yeah.
Flying lessons, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff?
It sounds like a lot of it was covered, but I can see we're kind of, like Melissa was saying, where are you guys going? And I'm kind of lost because I'm hearing, one viewpoint of, let's make it so that just as one person out there and other people want to make it big. So I always like to go for optimism personally. So I like to find out what, if we can get the consensus here, we don't have one yet, as far as I can tell. So maybe we can talk about that in the future. Then, I've noticed we have some guests here, and I always like to find out what they would like to know or hear about. Or there's always the misinformation and rumor mill that always happens. And I hate to see, and I noticed there from the Art Center, it was, in my viewpoint, a very mishandled situation by the City Council to pit one organization against the other. I hope they don't continue in that method where they'd be fighting each other instead of getting along and making the best of things. So I appreciate your support. I hope you don't see that there's money as being wasted out here. It's not going down a rabbit hole. It's an important element of our whole economy. whereas these flights that UPS brings in and FedEx and other airlines, the jets that fly in and out of here, certainly bring in more money than $50 a flight. So I think it's millions of dollars actually is benefited through this community through the airport usage. So, but if you have any questions, let me know.
Right. I was wondering, somebody said something about matching funds. So there was an $8 million grant. And what were the matching funds? $2 million?
No, 10%.
The state had to.
It was 10% match to the federal government. Right. The state came up with half the match, 5%. So the city had to come up with the additional 5%. So that's about $400,000+.
Right. Okay. Because I just had a copy of the proposed budget that was signed for the next coming year, and every time there was a line that said airport, I added them all up, and I got to $10.5 million.
And most of it's federal funds.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And yeah, a lot of that's going to be...
the picture.
You don't know where it came from. You just see the amount. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Park and Recreation. And every time it said Parks and Recreation, I added it all up. And I believe that also includes facilities, managing the buildings, repairs, and things like that. I added those all up, every last one of them. And I got to... trying to remember now.
About 450, probably.
No, actually, it was just slightly under what the airport was, I think. Mm-hmm. I know. If you subtracted the eight million, which was the grant, from the 10.5, you got about 2.5. Mm-hmm. And the park and recs and all the maintenance of all the buildings came in under that figure. So that's the rec center, the senior center, visual arts center, all the parks. One of them, they talked about putting a new roof on Frank Ward. I think that's the clubhouse back
Frank
in there.
Frank Wade, yeah.
So, yeah, they do all the maintenance of all the buildings for that amount.
Yeah, all the building maintenance outside the airport is all done out of Public Works now.
Right, and it sounds like, from what she was saying, that recently it's been that, too, that they've had to pick up some of the slack out there.
Mostly, yeah, personnel.
Okay. So, you know, the airport and all park and recs, it kind of...
Well, we also have there's the fire department, library, and everything. These buildings, they're all city buildings. This building here, the infrastructure on top of the roof is mishandled when it was put in. So there's lots of things that's ongoing. There's a building around.
I appreciate you guys coming because that's what this committee is about. It's about... getting the facts and getting the figures, presenting what the city needs to do here. Is this something financially worth hanging on to? Not only financially, but is it, you know, we have Life Flight coming in here a lot. You know, they need an ILS system. You know, hopefully none of us over here will use it, but, you know, and that's the purpose of this committee, is to make sure that these numbers aren't skewed, that they're real, they're factual, and is it in the best interest of the citizens of this, not only the city, but the county? The whole county uses the airport. Because there are financial issues, and we're going to take this and we're going to go to the city council, you know, for recommendations.
Okay. Yeah, we really want a win-win situation, too. We don't want to say, we want this instead of this. We really want to figure out a way to have it all.
Right.
And that's, our suggestion was just, you know, the tourists aren't going to know if the room tax is 5 cents more.
Right.
So but just see, you have a committee when you're sitting here and you're discussing what you can recommend to council and council can communicate back to you. Mm-hmm. We did not have that opportunity.
It was just
and that's the problem,
agenda item.
It's there, and I don't mean to air our concerns because you're concerned too. But I am learning more about the city process. And I really appreciate what you're going through. But it makes it very difficult for us at this time after the announcement to go and request donations, to request grants, to request
matching funds,
because you wouldn't bet on a losing horse, would you?
Because we've already been heard.
Yeah, so it's very difficult. And so we are going forth and requesting a grant, and we're going to seek another one. But we doubt very much if they're going to be approved.
How much are you looking for?
The whole budget for the building is about
$60,000
a year, mm-hmm. and they make $10,000 about on room rent fees. Well, where we have a gorgeous room that is rented out, and that money goes back to the rec and parks.
Actually, it goes back to the motel tax.
Well, I think it just goes to the general fund.
It just goes back to that.
Okay, so it's $50,000, so it's 1/10 of 1%.
How big is this building?
The building was constructed
the yellow one you're down there in Kansas.
Urban renewal funds, and then and signed over to the city so that they would maintain it.
So the city lets it collapse then? So they don't maintain it anymore?
Well, it's in pretty good shape.
It is in good shape.
Well, so now it has a new siding roof and new.
Now that it has new siding.
Well, my house does too. It's 30 years old.
Well, I mean, you have to do that every 30 years. That, you know,
right,
you need it or not.
Right.
Perhaps you should move to the airport. There's still space, though.
I bet you've got lots of space, but I don't think we'd have too many tourists coming.
No.
Because we have over 20,000 people a year.
Once you keep the yellow color, that might attract.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do. We have 21,000 last year people.
And so, you guys, by the way, these are all volunteers too. How many hours does CAG volunteer a year?
Oh, we're there.
About how many total the year? How do you think?
We sit eight hours a day except Mondays. And there's another volunteer group
that's
upstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's that we've been doing
four
it
times
30 years.
24 times 52.
A lot.
It's over 1,000.
It's over 1,000. I thought it was under,
way over 1,000.
2,000 hours. Yeah. So
and we haven't even
for free.
Added in. Yeah, we haven't even added in all the hours we spend gardening. So.
That's right.
And.
Anyhow, but thank you.
Attending others' meetings.
Well, I mean, it's important. I've attended meetings as in the past. You sit mm-hmm. there like a bump in the log, no one listens to. So I'm glad that you guys were able to input.
Yeah. And the visitors were charged an entry fee?
No. There is no suggested donation. There's a box if they want to.
You know, $3 a person, there's 63,000 right there.
I know.
However, what I think you might find is that a lot fewer people come through. Yeah.
Right. And they won't give us a change box now, so.
Oh, really? Are you showing quilts?
Pardon me?
We have a quilt show. December, look for the Pushpin show on Friday, whatever it is, 5th, 6th, Friday and Saturday.
The first Friday and Saturday in December.
Everybody's invited to bring their piece of art, and as long as you can attach it to the wall with four pushpins or hang it from the wall with four pushpins, you're welcome to show your art. So it's a real community building.
I appreciate you being here, getting an insight in regards to the airport. If you have not been out to the airport, you should go out sometime and take a look.
But I have my trip to the airport here.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. I mean, if you really wanted to, I mean, Lance or Terry would, or somebody would probably even drive you around if you wanted to at least see how big it is and what goes on.
Yeah, I went out there one time trying to catch the plane with the package, but
Okay. Saturday morning barbecue is good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Your
lunch. Right. Also volunteers.
Oh, yeah. The only thing is the whole idea of an airline is really good, but when you are counting on that plane taking off, landing in Portland in a timely manner so that you can catch your connecting flight, and then the fog rolls in, that's the problem I see with the airline.
Yeah. That's why they had an airline that had codeshare or long like Horizon, then you would be able, if you missed your flight, you would still be able to
They would adjust your ticket.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all you could do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Mr. Shaw, you have a comment?
No, I have no comment. I just came to listen today. It was good to see you.
It is nice to see you.
I wanted to see all the progress the committee was making.
Oh, by the way, we also have a primo quilter that is in the Coastal Arts Guild. That would be glorious.
Yes. Okay. Does any of the committee, Ralph, do you have any comments? Is there a liaison?
I'm not a committee member, but I have
comments.
We are getting our new FAA project manager assigned to us, and I am meeting with him tomorrow.
Is that in Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've lost Kevin. We've lost Kevin, but we're getting Andrew. So that's good. We've been on hold for a month.
Somebody.
Anything else?
We need a wine and dine discount. We need to buy some lunch.
Okay, we're through.
Do you want to
thank you, Ted? Thank you.